Right off the page, I explode into real life. You're just a rapper, you don't know what that feel like. You spit trying to feel what a meal's like. I spit to show them what real skill's like. Might want to brace yourself like a steel grill mic for the hypothermic flow. I'm so chill, I'm ill, right? Right off the page with a ply that I still write. But I'm beyond that, I say what I feel like. That's ill, right? Never mind, I said ill twice. I'm out of my mind, sip moonshine and spill light. You can't see that I'm a star, you ain't real bright. I got them catching the vapors like grill ice. And competition is a myth. Me and the beat, all that's missing is a fifth. Three hit the key, then I hit him with the gift. That's a one-shot kill. Game over, nigga. Swish. And that's bars. That's 16. That's 16.
Bars.
yeah, I fumbled through it, but
Cinema clock. I set him a clock.
That's old man bars. That's old man bars. 30 and over club bars.
Can't believe I'm over 30. Mama, I made it.
Yeah, embrace it, bro. Alright, so this is episode whatever of the What Is TWS podcast.
I definitely did lose count. I don't know. It's definitely more than 12, than like 16,
17. We somewhere in that neighborhood. But we still here. Like,
episode whatever.
Episode whatever. What Is TWS podcast. This is J.Dot Flan, and I have
Rich Nerd.
Yes, my brother here. And we're trying our hand at this live thing again. We tried it before. Didn't go too well. Technical difficulties. We had some Wi-Fi issues.
Yeah, definitely never go live hosting the whole thing from your hotspot on your phone.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
Especially if you're on Sprint. But
I mean, I got T-Mobile, but we were in the corner. I had the phone going plus my laptop plus my iPad. It wasn't a good combination. So, shout out to T-Mobile though. They've been holding it down in that free hotspot. Is what pulled me out of a jam last week. Now I got Spectrum and Time Warner. Shit. But it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Shout out to Where's Wally. Thank you for tuning in.
Where's Wally?
Yep. The homie Wally. Wally, I saw something at the store today that you might have liked too. I should have took some pictures. Know you're a sneakerhead like myself.
Man, we got the time delay echo because I think my wife is watching us live on the TV in the living room. So I can hear everything you say like 2 minutes after you say it.
Shout out to Tamara Flanagan. She just joined.
He used the full government name. Okay.
I mean, popped up on the screen.
Tamara. Don't call her Tamara.
See, at first I thought it was Tamara. Yeah. But then I heard you say it. Okay. And then I'm like, oh. Corrected before I thought.
Yeah, you made a good call. Thank on that one. Yeah, she might have bust in here.
Yeah, see, you know,
she might have came through. All right, so I guess we should get started like we normally do.
Yeah,
do some rants, and I got it. All right, so, and I need your opinion on this one, Rich, because I'm really having like a moral dilemma, and I think right now Tammy wants me to like remove the box from the house. So, you know, Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah,
you know, we love the game.
Mm-hmm.
Great game, great party game. If you haven't played it, I suggest, we'll decide whether you should play it after this conversation. But it's a great party game. I think, what is the tagline for the game? A game for horrible people or something like that?
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't have the box in here now.
I should have grabbed the box.
Talk about the box. You could have put the 666 up there, but go ahead.
but yeah, so I mean, it's pretty bad. They got cards in there like children with ass cancer, jerking off into a pool of kids' tears or something like that. It's a bunch of, I mean, it gets, it's not for your grandma.
The most popular ones, I don't think you can say on Facebook.
Yeah, we're not going to go there. Yeah. But there is one card that trumps all other
cards.
Yeah,
that card, I don't know.
The Trump card. Not the Trump card, but.
Yeah, that one, I don't know.
I digress.
Yeah. We're not clear to say that on Facebook Live.
But yeah, I played the game a bunch of times. Really, really enjoy it. And so my in-laws are coming to town. I was like, you know what would be dope? I get the game. We can play it with my in-laws. You know, I'm sure they're going to find it hilarious. Maybe we even record it. It's gonna be epic.
Yeah.
Right? So I go buy the game. It's still sitting in the wrapping. I haven't taken out the wrapping. I'm sitting in the room. I just happened to pick it up. You know, turn it off.
I was wondering why it was still in the plastic. Because I looked at it. And I was like, I feel like we played before, but I think that's because we kept playing Steven's game.
Yeah, we've played Steven's game a bunch of times. But yeah, it's still in the wrapping. Because yeah, I guess we haven't decided whether it's staying here or not. So I flip it over to read the back, and right above the UPC code, it doesn't say 666. It says written out, Mark of the Beast. And I'm just like, ah, man, like, I guess I get the tone of the game. Like, the game is real, like, you know, it's supposed to be somewhat controversial and tongue-in-cheek and making fun of certain things. And, you know, it says it's a game for horrible people.
I mean, yeah.
But obviously, you're not a horrible person.
See, I never noticed that it said Mark of the Beast on the package. So shout out to Missy. Thank you for joining. Love you, cuzzo.
So, I don't know. It's like I played a game, and the game is purposefully offensive. And
now all of a sudden,
because I see Mark of the Beast on it, I'm offended, and I want to get it. You know, I feel like I'm the South Park fan. I feel like I'm like Chef on South Park when they made fun of Scientology, and I was like, ah, fuck this shit. Like, you know, I've been playing the game forever. I've been laughing at children with ass cancer for years now. And all of a sudden, I see something that, you know...
That you don't like.
That I don't like. And
it's instantly...
And it's instantly like, nah, the whole game gotta go. I can't ever play it again. And now I feel like I missed the joke. Like, I'm missing the whole point of the game. And I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. What's your take on it?
It doesn't bother me that much.
Doesn't bother
like,
me.
Like, I can see why it would bother some people. But, you know what? I'm just gonna pretend the Mark of the Beast is the boar's head symbol. Or the Mark of the Beast... is a Red Bull. It can mean anything.
Right.
It can mean what you want it to mean. People stick up the middle finger all the time. We put that emphasis on what that finger is. Who's to say that that really means something? It's a ring finger.
But it's real. Like it's like is that taking the joke too far? And then if I feel like that's taking the joke too far, is that me being hypocritical? Because they've taken the joke as far as it can possibly go.
I mean, they jumped.
I really should like grab the game and pull some cards out.
Yeah, they and read them. You should. They jumped out the window.
They jumped
completely.
Way out the window.
I mean, if there's anything to get mad at, it's definitely not that, because they've said some ridiculous shit.
Ridiculous. But to put it right above the UPC code, like for people who
they want you to see it,
like, but for people who are really into that whole, you know, Mark of the Beast thing, like that's how they talk about it getting out. Like, you know, it shows up in ways that you wouldn't see it, and the next thing you know, like, you're marked with it, everything is marked with it, and you don't even realize it. And so I think they were trying to play a joke. I'm just not sure if
see, I think it's a joke. I think it was all done in fun and humor. What the thing that does it for me is this maybe normalizing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So are we going to be desensitized to even more things now? I mean, to be perfectly honest, in today's society, like, nothing is off limits anyway. It's okay to talk about everything.
Yeah.
It's okay to do everything in public. Nothing is taboo. Yeah. Nothing.
I think the intent was to piss off, like, the ultra-religious, the people who would read that, and then all of a sudden this game is satanic. Like, we know the game is not satanic. Like, you know, we've played the game, and without seeing that on the back of the box, it's not like you walked away feeling like, you know, you did something evil by playing the game. The game is not in any way evil, you know. It is like South Park in real life. It's like sitting there having South Park style conversations in real life. But all of a sudden, now that I see that on the box, like, is that me like missing the whole point? That's what I feel. I feel like I'm missing the whole point of the game if I take that, and all of a sudden now I'm offended. Like, everything else that has happened in that, you know, every other message on those cards, like, all of a sudden now I'm offended to the point I would not play it again.
I'm not too mad at it. It is what it is. I'm just choosing not to look too much into it. Like you said, I've been laughing so much at children with ass cancer and brides who slept with zombies. Like, I can't get mad at this point. Right. I can't get mad. I'm a hypocrite if I get mad.
Smegma.
Dick fingers.
Yeah.
Big black... Yeah. I can't.
So depending on who you are, they've said way worse.
Yeah, it's already out there. It is what it is.
I don't know. I gotta, you know, I know Tammy feels a certain kind of way about it. I don't know if it's worth having a discussion. Like, if it's worth defending. Like, do I? If my wife doesn't feel good about it, is this something worth like defending, like fighting over, like trying to convince her, or should I just play it? It's a game. I don't ever really have to play.
I mean, it is a game.
I just let it go. But it's a fucking fun game.
If you guys decide
give it to you
that you don't want it in your house, I got a spot on my bookshelf.
Yeah, it's my fault. Alright, I got you. What was the other thing I wanted to talk about? I wanted to talk about this is a problem that I have. When people around me do like dumb shit, I feel embarrassed for it. Like, it messes with me. Like, you doing something dumb, but now all of a sudden I feel embarrassed in the way that you should, to the point that I don't even feel comfortable in the space no more. Man. Like, how does your actions fuck me up like that? I'm in the barbershop, and this lady was just too chatty. She had, like, you know, her bad kid walking around, you know, eating all the snacks or whatever.
Yeah, I'm all off the camera.
And then she decides that she's gonna take and get the kids some chicken nuggets. And then she starts, like, walking up to other people's children, like, randomly, like, "Do you want some chicken nuggets? I'm getting ready to go." But it made me, I wasn't angry at her, I was embarrassed for her. Like, please, lady, stop. Like, please stop making an ass out of yourself right now. Like, it's hurting me. Like, why? Why was it hurting me so much? I don't like to see my people.
I hate the people that, first of all, I can understand, you know, you had a good heart, you had good intentions. Let's be clear.
You don't approach other people's children.
You don't approach other people's children.
Especially not offering them food.
Two, you don't approach other people's children offering them food. Three, first of all, even if in the remote mind, you wanted to give somebody's child something, it's not a chicken nugget. It's a something sealed, like something that you didn't, like, we know you didn't tamper with. Come on, you want a chicken nugget, baby? No, I don't want no damn chicken nugget.
But then she
how
goes
would you
over.
Feel if somebody did that to your kid?
But then she goes over to one of the parents and is like, "I'm getting ready to go to Chick-fil-A," wherever she was going, to get the chicken nuggets. Like, "Is it all right if I get your son some?" And the guy is, like, trying to be nice, like, "Nah, we just ate," or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's good. He's like, "No, it's fine, I could do it." Like, "Lady, please just take the L and walk away." Like, he don't want it.
Son don't need your damn Chick-fil-A nuggets. Mm-hmm. I could feed my child.
Yeah, you're going up to random people talking to your children. No. Now you're pressing the parents out so that you can bring it. Like, you seem real suspicious right now. And if you would just let the shit go. But I wanted to leave the barbershop. Like, I was like, "Man, fuck a haircut. I don't even want to be here no more." Because I feel all the shame she should have been feeling. But obviously was oblivious to. She didn't give a fuck. I get too affected by it. I guess I love my people, and I hate to see them. I hate to see them fucked up.
It goes back to that Chris Rock stand-up. I love black people.
I hate
them inners. I hate them.
It's my show. I hate niggas. Like, I can say
hate them. Hate them. They and you don't have to be black to be a nigga.
Right. True.
Just make that clear.
Make it true.
Don't have to be black to be a nigga. But I hate him. Hate him with a passion. But it is what it is.
I just feel bad for it. You just wonder
Somebody should have stood up and said, "No, we don't want your damn chicken motherfucking nuggets."
Right. Go feed your child.
Leave my child alone.
Leave my child alone.
Leave you and your child stay over there. I'm going to stay over here. I'm here for a haircut. If I wanted chicken nuggets, I would have went to Chick-fil-A. I came to the barbershop. But I digress.
You digress. I digress. We all digress.
Next thing you know, she handing out watermelon popsicles.
Man. Have you ever seen that YouTube clip of...
Watermelon?
Petey. He was a DJ in D.C. during, like, the riots after Martin Luther King got assassinated. But he did this whole thing on, like, eating watermelon and how black people are ashamed to eat watermelon. And it's like the blackest, like, he's like eating the watermelon, like smacking his lips. And that is, but it's dope. I love it. It's hilarious.
Is
Petey White? Is that his name? I think his name is Petey White.
Anybody watching this, is watermelon, like, really a black thing? Is it a black thing? I don't know. Because I like watermelon.
It's a delicious
fruit.
But
it's not like, "Oh my God, watermelon." Like, I don't feel like I need it. Doesn't do anything for me. It tastes good, but it's not even, like, normally on my grocery list.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I had watermelon.
Yeah. I mean, we had some watermelon vodka.
I don't know if that counts.
I don't think that counts either. Listen, I don't know. What I thought you were going to mention was that one YouTube guy who loves the watermelon.
Nah, I haven't seen that.
The watermelon guy.
Watermelon.
He got a watermelon hat, coat, scarf, suit, everything. It's kind of crazy, but whatever.
Let's see if we got anybody else on the video. I can't, you know. I'm not tech savvy enough to monitor these things.
I just double tap and change, and you know, I can't get back.
All right, but let's see. I know you got some stuff in Randabout.
So we just moved. Right. And we've been trying to decorate the place. And
nice place, though.
Yeah, I like the place. Yeah. It's very spacious, very large. Love it. Love the backyard. Throw kid out there. Leaves us alone.
You already got the studio set up.
Yeah, studio is set up. I finally got the mics set up, permanent spots or whatever. So everything is good. My office is good. Her office is good. Then you get to the living room, and then you get to the kitchen, and it's like, well, I want to put the couch over here with the TV here. And then she's like, well, I thought the TV looked good right there. So basically, both of us are two creative people, and we're bumping heads because we're both trying to create like an image in like the same space.
Yeah.
So traditionally, it's like we just split it up. All right, you get the living room and the kitchen, and then this person gets the dining room and the bathroom. And now it's like we both want the living room, and I don't know. I feel like I kind of lost the battle. I was just like, whatever.
I feel like you got to give it up.
Yeah, it is what it is. I got my office. Yeah. Got the man cave all hooked up like I wanted. TV monitor on the wall. Studio equipment, everything set up. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just keep my space.
I mean, especially with Kix. Like, you know, like...
Yeah.
That's her passion. Like, yeah. That's her mm-hmm. thing. Like, yeah. Just find... Get your little...
Exactly.
Get your corner. And live in that corner. Do it the way you want to do it.
The downside is that... You've seen my office. Like, it's pretty much no way for me to, like...
Maneuver anything.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
The way I have it now
is the way
is
it
optimally
fits.
Set up.
Yeah. It don't fit.
I got
no
my couch in there, the table and everything. Like, everything is good. Yeah. I can't put nothing in the world.
Nah.
It's nothing to decorate. What, I'm going to change the pictures around?
Yeah. I mean, you saw what happened to me. I got to go. I got to pick a nice couch. Then realize it can't fit in here.
It fits, and now you got the hand-me-down. Yeah,
I got the hand-me-down couch, but... I'm just happy to have my own space. Right? I rarely get to use it. We doing this tonight, and then Sunday? In-laws will be here. Yeah.
Christmas Day.
They coming Christmas Day. Yeah. So that, I mean, we got some. So we got to go to Brass Tap. We got to get Larry and Chan together. Mm-hmm. We need to record that. Might need to get Larry and Soul Glow together. So we can have the vaping conversation. Vaping versus medicinal conversation. Get that out the way. I had to open that window or something. It might get a little cloudy in here.
But yeah. Brass Tap is going to be fun.
Yeah.
And all of the older breweries are right down Metric.
Yeah.
Adelbert's. It's a few other ones.
Austin Beer Works.
Yeah. So that'll be good.
We can get it in.
I'll have
sober life. There. Sober life. I know beer work. I know Brass Tap has non-alcoholic. I know Fourth Tap does not. So I just had to get some bottles of water or something.
So what are we meeting up? Are we carpooling?
We're still trying to decide that because Tammy will be at work. So the question is whether we drive Tammy to work, you know, drop her off, and then we have a car. But then that means we got to go back mm-hmm. and pick her up, or if she takes the car mm-hmm. and then we, you know, we don't.
Are they gonna? How are they getting from the airport?
We're going to pick them up.
Later that night.
What is that?
Oh,
Christmas Day. Yeah,
it's a whole other day. We could car puppy girl, but anyway.
Hey, you got the new whip.
Yes, got an SUV finally. So it's plenty of space. Love it. Got the Midnight Jade, Teen Green. Still didn't come up with a name for her yet. First of all, the 200, I didn't name the 200 until the day we gave her up.
So what was the name? Oh, okay, so I wouldn't have known the name because you
yeah,
didn't name it.
Yeah, we kept thinking every day, couldn't think of a name. We finally got the place, signed the paperwork, handing the keys over, and Renee is like, I'm going to miss Midnight. God damn it. For a year and a half, I've been asking you for a name for this car, and we couldn't think of nothing, and now you're thinking it. So,
all right, I'm going to fucking say it, because I don't know no other way to say it without it sounding wrong, but you might as well have some of that squirt. Fuck it.
Jared wants the squirt.
It's grapefruit soda, man. It's delicious.
Uh-huh.
It's thirst.
That's what they all say.
Can't even say thirst quencher. That don't sound right, though.
It's grapefruit soda. It's grapefruit soda. First of all, who invented grapefruit soda?
I don't know. God bless him, though, whoever did.
I've never even had Squirt. I just felt like I needed to grab the can because it said Squirt. And it's a picture of a squirt on it. But whatever. I mean, whatever. Listen.
Just a little squirt.
But yeah, so now we got to think of a name for the new car. It's green. No to Jade, obviously.
Oh, too close to.
Yeah. Okay. And she didn't like Ivy because for some reason Ivy was like, what did you say Ivy was? Ivy was a prostitute name or something like that. Sure. I don't know.
Okay.
So no Ivy, and I'm like, okay, I'm out of green names. So for now, our car is nameless. And then she said, how come it has to be a girl's name? Like, am I riding around on a dude?
Yeah.
Like, pause, Lord. What's going on here? God, I can't think of a good name. So that's where we are now. But yeah, so far we love the Rogue.
Yeah. She don't want you hopping in some girl.
No. If you gonna be on a bitch, you gonna be me.
Oh, man. Renee, I hope you're listening. Rich does the best impressions.
You know, I don't even plan these stupid voices and random songs that I sing. I have no idea where that comes from, but it is what it is. I'm just gonna...
It is what it is.
I'm sure it adds a little bit of flavor to the podcast.
All right, so what else we got on the agenda? I don't know. I'll let you take that one. Because I'm interested in this one, because you know I'm ready to go on this topic. Because I'm definitely on that team.
The petty. So you know what? I don't even know what made me want to rant about petty. Anyway, something happened last week, and somebody did something, and I'm like, that's the pettiest shit. What the something happened? I don't know.
I'm super petty.
I try not to be like super petty. Nah. Maybe like 10% petty. I'm like 10% petty, maybe like 20% asshole.
I mean, looking for opportunity to be petty. Like, I actively search them out. I don't just wait for it to fall in my lap. Like, that would be petty if I did that. I'm like, man, what could I do with this petty? Like, what could I do today?
I try not to be. If I'm petty, she's gonna be petty. And both of you going to be sitting there trying to top each other. I know that there's
I have met the human being that got out petty me. If you think you can do it, bring it on. I won't give up. I will not let it go. Tammy know I got Andre Day songs on deck all day. So like any moment I could just drop one.
You know what? After that celebrity spouse episode, I have not mentioned it. We do not have that conversation because... It needs to stay buried.
Nah.
Matter of fact, once in a blue, I think one time, Pharrell came up. Pharrell was on
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I watched that.
Pharrell was on Breakfast Club, so I'm listening to it in the car when I picked up Renee from work, and she was like, "Wait!" As soon as she gets in the car, she sits down. She's like, "Can you turn it down?" And I'm going to turn it down. She's like, "Wait, that's Pharrell. Turn it back up.
Turn it back up.
Turn it back up."
Keep the party going.
So you want to listen to Pharrell. Okay. Anybody else, you want me to turn off the radio, but Pharrell is here. So
all I got to do is start humming, and I rise up.
Not for nothing. I didn't even know that was Andre Day. Yeah, I didn't know that was her song. I like the song. Now it's like, can I even rock out to the song anymore? Because every time, when I play it, are you going to think I'm trying to be petty because it's Andre Day? Because I actually genuinely like the song.
I just think if you embrace your pettiness, if you run with it, if you admit that you're petty, then you run with it. People just have to. I think that's what you were saying. Like, if you know a person is petty,
if you know a petty person, can you get mad at them for being petty?
I think we've gotten to that point, Tammy and I. But she knows I'm petty. But some of the stuff that I do, that may, like, you know, if it was somebody else, they'd be like, I couldn't deal with that. I couldn't sit through that. Tammy knows that's just me being petty.
Tammy said, petty. You know what? She's listen.
What do I know? Go ahead and keep petty.
He wants to know what he knows.
Damn, Team Petty. Petty Murphy.
Shout out to Jernigan. Thank you for tuning in, Brody.
Yeah.
How about them Cowboys?
Man, fuck the Cowboys.
What are they like? 12 and Giants? They're 12 and Giants, Jernigan.
I don't know, Richie. I don't know if you can talk right now.
No, I can't.
Philly did to y'all.
That was a bad game, though. But the motherfucking Eagles, though?
Right. How that defense shutting everybody else down, the Eagles come to town.
Man.
Can't figure it out. Eli returned to Eli. I've been waiting for Eli to have an Eli game.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I thought we were going to trounce the Eagles. For some reason, I just went into it hype like, oh, smack that ass. Didn't happen.
Yeah, I think that I think that leaves the door open for us. I think that gives the Redskins a chance.
We're not hating. He said we hating. We're not hating on the Cowboys.
Shit, I'm hating. Jernigan knows I'm hating. I don't know about you.
I'm not hating. I hate them.
Team Petty. Team Petty.
Hating hating is two different things.
I hate them, one, and I'm hating on them as well. Jernigan knows all of this. This is not news to him. I wish all the bad things in the world would happen to the Cowboys and the Cowboys alone.
They got to put Romo back in. That's what they need to do.
That's the Redskins MVP. We love Romo.
Put Romo in. Y'all win some games then. But yeah, so like I said, I stayed away from that whole...
Fuck the Cowboys.
That whole celebrity crush conversation.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Nope. Any chance I get. Any goddamn chance I get.
See, I'm not that petty.
I don't even remember the other people on my list. Like, I've gone so far into the Andre Day shit that I don't even remember who else was on my list. Oh, Tessa Thompson. TT. Can't forget about TT.
Wait, Creed, right?
Yeah. Can't forget about TT. And she's on that new show, is it Westworld or whatever?
She's on Westworld?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I haven't watched it yet.
She's on Westworld. Yeah. Let me look at the camera. Yeah.
I haven't watched Westworld yet. I heard some good things about it. Haven't tuned in.
I seen one episode and it was worth it. But
so off my list, the only people who get mentioned are Pharrell, because he's freaking everywhere. He's like a vampire. This dude hasn't aged in like the last 56 years. And Simone Shepherd. Because every time King Karan pops up, you automatically think Simone. So then it's like, yeah.
They still hating on Simone.
That linebacker heifer. Like, apparently, everybody's...
Now she's a linebacker?
Everybody, nobody likes her.
Nobody? But dudes?
Tammy said we cutting the cable off.
They turned the TV.
She said we cutting the cable off.
We don't have cable as it is now. You ain't gonna get rid of HBO because that's Sesame Street. I got my way in.
And Jernigan said they the NFC East champs.
And I give a fuck why.
Man, y'all ain't gonna make it through the playoffs. Y'all, one and done.
I know y'all don't want to see the Giants again. I know y'all hoping the Giants don't make the playoffs.
If it's one thing the Giants are good at, it's beating the Cowboys.
Yeah.
That's our goal in life. That's our purpose.
But ain't Zeke and Prescott supposed to hit that rookie wall at some point? Like, this is more games than they've ever played in a season before.
I'm genuinely shocked. Like, as much as I'm hating on the Cowboys right now,
he's
having a great season.
Fuck him.
Like, Dak is he's having a good. He doesn't have a good long game though. Pause. He's like shuffling off to the side. He's not too many like down the field passes, but I mean, it's working for them.
Yeah, it's working. Whatever they're doing is working. But I'm still hating. Like, no, normally I'm one of those like, if my team doesn't make it, I stay in the division. If nobody from my division is making it, I stay in the conference. But if it's the Cowboys, I don't care. I don't care that you're NFC East or NFC. I wish nothing but bad things on you at all times.
They ain't going to make it.
I root for two teams every week, the Redskins and whoever's playing against the Cowboys every week. Religiously. Michael. All right, we got to move on from that. We got to move on. All right, so what we got down here? Questions I hate. What do you want for Christmas?
You know what? That's because that's a loaded question. What do you want for Christmas? That's the worst question you can ask somebody. Either the person doesn't know or they don't want to tell you. And they don't want to tell you because they don't want to ask for something that they know you're not going to want to pay for.
But you know what I just figured out? I just figured out what I want for Christmas. Tammy, if you're listening, I need the Westworld box set. And director's cut of Creed, please. If we can get both of those, the Westworld box set and director's cut.
Not for nothing, I do think the Blu-ray director's cut of Creed would be a great buy, especially on that 4K TV.
4K. I get to see Tessa in 4K.
Speaking of Blu-ray and 4K, okay, you know what would be a great gift? Xbox One S. And it's only $250 right now with the $50 gift card from Walmart.
Oh man, that's how can you pass up a deal like that?
I'm telling you, and man, if your spouse wanted an Xbox, now would be a great time to get it.
The perfect time. The perfect time.
I didn't put it on my list because I already have an Xbox One, but I don't play my Xbox One that I have now. But for me, I'm one of like those weird people. So like my PlayStation 4, I got the Destiny bundle, the white with the gold like etching and whatever.
Yeah.
So I like aesthetics. So I like it has to be pretty. So I want the white Xbox One S to go with my white PlayStation 4. Is that too much to ask? Or a Google Home.
Google Home is dope. It's getting better. Like I predicted, it would. It was limited at first, and it's expanding every.
There is nothing about a Cowboys jersey journeyman that would be a great Christmas gift. Matter of fact, the one you saw in the mall, that Romo one, that's the one you should get. Brokeback Romo.
Nah, you know what? I could actually use a Cowboys jersey. I'm trying to think of something to wipe the toilets with, and I think that would work awesome. I think that would be a great, like,
Cowboys jersey and some Ajax.
If you could give me a Cowboys welcome mat so I can wipe my feet on it every day when I come in the house, even doper.
I want you to know that Miss Flanagan gave you the finger.
But will she give me that Westworld box set? That's what I'm not worried about the finger. I need that Creed DVD. Can we work that out?
You definitely trump me on Petty.
I am Team Petty. Pendergrass. I'm out here.
Man, yeah, but let's see. What else? I really wanted the Google Home, but she got me something that I actually really needed, so I can't complain.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the Google Home. I got the Chromecast Ultra and the Chromecast for upstairs, and that you can do that Netflix thing. You know, mm-hmm. You can just tell it to play stuff on Netflix, which is pretty dope. And you can group.
You have a regular Chromecast too?
Yeah.
Is it a big difference between the regular Chromecast and the Chromecast? Like, can you tell the 4K?
Not a whole lot of content right now is in 4K. Netflix is one of the few that has a ton of 4K content, so maybe on Netflix you can.
Because I got I have a regular Chromecast plugged into my 4K TV,
yeah.
And like it looks crispy as hell because the TV upconverts everything anyway. So yeah. I can't tell. So I don't know if I actually need a Chromecast Ultra or what. But I would like to put them in just on every TV. That way, so like I have the Fire TV plugged in, that eliminates the cords because it plugs right into the TV, and then I can voice control the entire house.
Yeah, and then you can group things so. So you can do the whole house audio. Yeah. You know, you can put all your Google Homes.
See, that's what I'm trying to do.
And your stuff in a group. And I can just say, play
home.
Mm-hmm. Play on this into this group. And it plays on those selected machines. It's pretty dope. And then we can turn on Sesame Street in the baby's room.
Remotely.
Yeah, from our bed without having to get up. So it's working out. I like it.
So that's the reason why I want to get it. But we went the responsible route. Like I said, she got me some stuff that I needed.
That's what a spouse.
Shout outs to adulting.
Yeah, being an adult. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. I would like to go. You know what I want? I want those Nerf dart guns.
Miss the Nerf dart guns. Yeah. That was dope.
I think me and Tammy need to shoot it out. Like get some of this pettiness out. Just have a shootout in the middle of the house.
The Nerf bat.
Nah. She'd go in with the bat.
So Jernigan said he doesn't think Netflix has a lot of variety.
No. Yeah, because they only have one Cowboys documentary. Is that what it is?
So Netflix doesn't... what I like about Netflix is the made-for-Netflix content.
Yeah.
That is currently the only reason I have Netflix. If it wasn't for Daredevil and all of the other made-for-Netflix-only Luke Cage-like shows, I wouldn't have it. That's what's keeping me at Netflix right now. I have Hulu because Hulu has maybe two shows that are made for Hulu that I like. Other than that, you catch second run of every other show. So it's like, okay, that's why I have Hulu. But outside of that, I don't need it. PlayStation View, it's like TV. You're rebuying TV, but it's still cheaper than the networks. But just, we have too many damn.
Hey, I cut. It's we down to Netflix and PlayStation View, and I'm mad at PlayStation for getting rid of the Viacom channels that don't have Comedy Central anymore. Can't watch South Park for that. I'm a little fucked up about that. I've been thinking about going back to Sling or even trying out that DirecTV Now.
I think Sling just upgraded one of their packages, and DirecTV Now just changed something. I just don't want to F with DirecTV. I don't want no satellite.
But they got the cord cutter thing. Yeah, they got a streaming thing now. DirecTV Now is their app. But nobody has a DVR that can fuck with PlayStation
right View, because it's all in the cloud, instant, everywhere.
And you don't record a show, you just add a series to my shows and then it's all there.
Shout out to PlayStation View. If anybody who works at Sony is watching this, let them know we talk about them.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll plug you every episode.
Pause. But
it's a definite pause.
Definitely pause. But Man, speaking of like advertisers, let me make my my weekly plea to the listeners or the non-listeners. Just press play. We're trying to get these numbers up. We get these numbers up, we can get some advertisers, and we can really do some dope stuff.
I think we talked about this before. Yeah. The hardest thing in the world is to get people you know,
to listen,
family and friends, to support you. So thank you. Shout out to everybody who's actually watching us live, who tuned in, dropped a line, even if you liked it and left the room. Thank you. Because it's hard as hell to get people. I've probably got 1,000 friends on Facebook. You think anybody would tune in and say, hey, let me look at what this is about.
But I'm not going away, people. I know you say I'm probably annoying the fuck out of people because I post something about this podcast or this website like 2 or 3 times a day. And I'm only going harder. I'm not going away. All right, but just press play. That's all I want. Press play and tell a friend to press play.
This is the first time that I've ever drank Squirt.
Not a fan.
But I don't even like grapefruit, to tell you the truth. I've never been a grapefruit fan. All these people, for breakfast, I just want a slice of grapefruit, some light sugar on it, some tea, and some toast. Who the hell eats? Who actually eats grapefruit?
Tammy. But yeah, I can't stand. I didn't know it was grapefruit. I had to like read the bottle one day. I'm like, oh, this is grapefruit. I just thought it tasted good.
That's crazy. Have you been to the supermarket and seen like those huge like Texas grown grapefruits?
Nah.
They have like grapefruit like the size of like volleyballs. Like dead serious. Why is a grapefruit that big and who the hell would you feed it to? That's a lot of grapefruit. That's a lot of citrus.
Yeah, I'm not. You can miss me with that one. I'm not a big fan. Speaking of stuff that I said that you can miss me with, and then I gotta, you know, make my confession.
I can't believe you did it. I said I was never gonna do it.
I said fuck Tidal. I love Jay-Z, but forget Tidal. I'm not joining another service. I'm not doing it. And then, man, Yasin decided to drop an album. They decided to make it a Tidal exclusive.
I can't remember.
And I had to do it.
I did it too, but it wasn't for Yasin Bey. I forget who I did. Oh, I think I might have. No, I wasn't for Ye. It wasn't for The Life of Pablo because that leaked instantly and I downloaded it off of BitTorrent. Somebody else dropped the album and it was a Tidal exclusive, so I ended up doing the promo for it. But since then, every other album that they said was going to be exclusive still ended up like on Spotify or something like that, or it's online, so I downloaded it. Now we gotta download it just for this Yasin Bey. Is it worth it though? Was it a good, was the album good?
It's different, like, you know, it's not bad. Like, there are songs in there that I like. I miss Mos Def. I miss the rapper. Like, you know, I don't want to diss anybody for like growing and becoming more eclectic and becoming more of themselves and now doing like these singy, jazzy type songs and being a little more a little different. But I want bars, man. Mm-hmm. All I want is bars. Like, I love lyricism, and I put Mos, you know, up there with the best. I just want him to spit.
He continuously makes my top 10 list.
Yeah, I just want him to spit again. I just want, like, straight bars. I just want most to go in and just, you know, remind people of who he was, like, or who he is. My bad, Most. My bad, Yasin. I didn't mean to say was. I did not mean to say was. What I am excited for, I don't know if you heard about this, Talib and Styles P are supposed to be doing an album together.
That's going
to
be good.
That's going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy.
Talib, he's one of the people, like, I feel like he should be in somebody's top 10.
Yeah, he's definitely in my top 10 because he's one of the, you know, when we talked about this in a previous episode where when you ask me about artists, I almost always say I like the old blah, blah, blah. I like their old music. Talib is one of the few to me that seems to only be getting sharper and better the older he gets. The more and more, you know, every album seems to be an improvement. He just, you know, what I do wish, I don't know. I feel like, you know, he's doing what he feels he needs to do in terms of his activism. But, you know, man, I don't know if you watch his Twitter feed, but Talib is getting into it with somebody every day on Twitter. Some, you know, somebody's a racist or a white supremacist. And these people very well could be racist and white supremacists, but it just seems like it's a lot. Like, it's like he's just, you know, one man fighting the world and just taking on all these dudes on Twitter. Which sometimes I wonder, would I even know that this dude existed if it wasn't for the fact he got in a conversation with Talib? Like, you know, I wouldn't know that these people have a platform now because they, you know, I'm reading Talib Kweli quotes and I get to see the conversation he had with this other dude. But I get it. Maybe I should be more outspoken, get out there, and start engaging some people. But unfortunately, I don't think I have the fucks to get here. I don't know.
I accidentally backed out. Let me open this up again. All right. But yeah, Jernigan definitely putting out some support for us out there. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate everything you do, Mike. Yeah, we gotta link up when you're back in Austin again. Have you on the show? First and foremost. I mean, we could set up a Skype thing or something.
Get on the show. Record over the internet.
Yeah, I got a couple people I want on there. Jake Sinatra. I think I reached out to him on Twitter. Try to set something up so we can get Jake on the show. You know, Reg has been on the show. You know, Jernigan definitely. You know who else I think would be dope to have on here is Caesar. If we get Caesar.
Caesar would be dope.
Yeah,
I like talking to Caesar. He always has like a lot of. A lot of input, a lot of worldly views.
Yeah, he's definitely a knowledgeable person. I think he would add a pretty dope perspective to some of the conversations we had. Anybody else is interested? If you're interested in talking to us, we'd have you. We got to work out some sort of Skype thing. I'm reading up on it. I'm not the techie person I used to be.
Yeah, we haven't even tried it yet.
Haven't tried, but
it'd be good.
Yeah.
I had to reset this connection because my phone started messing up. But let me go back to it really quick. I just did that extra loud. I don't know why.
But, extra loud.
So I was having two conversations on the side. So my homeboy Kelly was commenting on his Facebook page. He made a post. I just finished telling you about it. The first day of the week thing. It was random. He posted a random question on his page. What's the first day of the week? Is it Monday or is it Sunday? And people popping up talking about Monday. To me, it's not. Sunday's the first day of the week. Monday starts the work week. Period. It's always been like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's there's a lot of viewpoints. I was watching a video before we started doing this of someone trying to explain why so many religious things happen on Saturday and Sunday, and I guess the basic tone of his message was that a lot of it was in the early attempts to have Christianity come in and take over for, you know, the other pagan religions. We placed you know, Christian festivals or Christian traditions on days that were, you know, traditionally pagan holidays or pagan celebrations. So Saturday and Sunday, you know, having things to do with certain deities because of Saturn and stuff like that, was one of the reasons why, you know, this, you know, the Sabbath and things are placed on Sunday. Not so much, you know, because that's historically accurate, but because that made it easier for people to convert. You can, the same day you were doing your pagan rituals on, we'll now make that, you know, our day, and you can be Christian and not really have to change much.
Exactly.
That's the reason why Christmas is on the day it is, not to do anything to do with Jesus' birthday, because I think there's proof out there that his birthday was like in October or something, like it was nowhere near.
Well, I'm with Jernigan. It's on the calendar.
Yeah.
Calendar says Sunday, the first day of the week. I'm going with the calendar, damn it.
Yeah. I'm going with the I don't care. When I gotta find something that I care about, but yeah, the first day of the week is not one of those things.
So shout out to Lonnie. He just tuned in. Lonnie's a ski ho.
Ski ho, okay.
you saw my the mixtape we did. So Lonnie is who I did the mixtape with.
Okay.
The illustrious mixtape. So he just tuned in. Shout out to Lonnie. Got to get you to do the podcast with us too one day. That'd probably be really fun.
Yeah.
It was dope mixtape. We do some bars at the beginning.
You gonna have to post the link to the mixtape or something. We'll put on the site, though.
I don't think.
I think the people want to hear it, dog.
I don't think the tracks on our mixtape are age appropriate.
It's your. You know what? If you do it out there, I'll find some old Jay Flan joints and put them out there. If you put the mixtape out there,
we can post the with Lonnie's permission. I'll post up some tracks. If he gives the go ahead, I'll link back.
We can go song for song.
I'll post it up there. But yeah, I like the mixtape. Renee still likes the mixtape. She listened to it. Just a few songs up there that she likes.
All right.
But yeah,
I'm still trying to get Rich Nerd on the track. I sent him some music like months ago. I know he said you wrote something.
I actually did end up writing too. So I was excited about that because I even came up here and did bars, and then I feel like I always defer because I feel like you always have like something ready to go, and I think your flow is better than mine.
I don't know about that. If I could ever remember a whole verse, like if I could ever get through an entire verse. I've been writing some stuff though, but yeah, we gotta do some music. I think the people want it.
I write a lot, but I do like a lot of poetry. I do a lot of spoke. I probably could just recite a poem or do some spoken word at the beginning of it. I mean, that works out too. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm like the bars type.
Bars? Man, yeah, we got to get out to the barbershop. Today would have been a good day since we were both off, but I had the baby.
I needed a haircut too, but the way the back of my neck is looking right now. I mean, we supposed to go to the supermarket, but I got enough peas for Christmas dinner, so. No, it's not even nappy. It's just, I need to shape up bad.
Yeah, I could use something, but hard getting an appointment. Hard getting an appointment.
It sucks. The majority of good barbershops out here, you need an appointment. It's not like in New York where you can just go to a good barbershop, walk in, and get a cut.
Yeah.
You got to reserve a seat. There's applications for this.
Hey, I got some backup barbers that are usually pretty schedule is pretty open, but you know it's hard cheating on your barber. Like it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, that's one of those relationships that that's pretty sacred.
That shit is pretty sacred. Yeah,
it's like your wife, your kid.
I think dudes,
your barber,
dudes cheat on their girl before they cheat.
Dudes who feel exactly like that.
I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there. I'm not saying I'm one of them or why I agree with them. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that barber relationship is like, you know, everybody's head is different.
Pause.
And so you got to get your hair cut. So you can't cut my hair the way you're going to cut your hair.
Right.
So when you find a good barber, I mean, you got
to know. Yeah, when you can sit down and they don't have to ask you how you want it. They know you get the same cut every time.
That person, he holds your life in his hands for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Next 3 weeks of your life is going to be dictated by this person. You might as well be nice to him.
I got to shout out Drew. I was in the shop maybe a week ago, and he had me waiting a little longer than I probably should have been waiting. But you know, he addressed it on his own. You know, took something off of what I owed him. So, you know, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that kind of service. Like, I know I had you waiting, you know. We're gonna knock $10 off this or whatever.
Damn.
That's my man.
$10?
Yeah, I don't remember how much it was, but it was appreciated. A shout out to Hair Lounge. You should check them out.
I haven't made it there yet.
Yeah, it's a dope spot. It's a dope spot. All right, so moving to the topic that I really wanted, and let's see how long we've been going. How much time?
56 minutes.
Oh shit! Fuck. I don't know. We might run long. It's my podcast. I can do what I want. Man, so I haven't been shy about talking about it. I got a DWI. Was arrested in May, and been going through the whole court process and all that good stuff. I went to court on my birthday. My first court appearance, and I was instructed to put together what they call a good boy packet, which included some classes and things I needed to take to show that I was.
God damn it! I wrote you a letter too, and it was good. I don't know if you still need it.
Yeah, I still need it. I don't go back to the 24th, so I just finished all my classes up. So yeah, I'm putting together the packet. I got to write a letter of apology myself, but. DWI class, man. It was truly an experience. And I learned a lot of good stuff in there. Definitely learned that you cannot afford a DWI. I think right now when we added it up in class, I'm at $16,300 and some odd dollars. You know, yeah. So it's not cheap. You know, I didn't realize there was a surcharge in Texas. When you get a DWI in order to renew your license, there's a $1,000 surcharge for the next 3 years. And because of my blood alcohol concentration, mine jumps to $4,000. There's an additional $3,000 a year to renew my license.
For how long?
For 3 years.
Shit. So are you saying that you're not going to be driving for the next 3 years?
I don't. That's not a possibility. I'm going to have to drive, but it's going to cost me. Cost me like 12 G's for the next 3 years just to have a license. I'm saying if you can avoid it, if you can do your ride sharing, if you know you're gonna be drinking, like just
Texas making money.
Texas is not play not bullshit. They are not playing.
And it's crazy because it's dudes like you said it was dudes in there when you went. Like yeah, I'm on my third one. Yeah. And they like a revolving door. Where the hell they getting extra 12 G's from?
But that one dude that was in there on his fourth one, his bail was like 20 G's. And he knew he wasn't getting out. He knew he. Like,
what is it? What is it? You pay percentages of that though, right?
Yeah, I think you pay like, I think we had to pay 20%. So, yeah, I don't know. So 20% on a style is still more money than you. Yeah. Wanna, you know, I don't know. I don't feel like doing the math. But dude has.
So he got a new pair of sneakers.
Yeah, he had money to put up just to get it. I mean, and then when you know on your fourth, you know you're going to jail anyway. So why even bail out? Why even spend the money to bail out? To come back.
Exactly.
Yeah. You
know, no, waste of money.
Waste of money.
Shout out to the Shira. Thank you for tuning in.
But yeah, hey, so
I'm talking into the mic and the camera's over there. Right here. My bad.
Well, yeah, I want. So this one thing happening. So it's about four black people in my class that I was in. So when you start like realizing like I think, and I talked about this before. I think sometimes you know when you've never had a run-in with the police, you You sort of, you know, you look at people that have those sort of issues or are dealing with legal issues a certain way. And then, you know, I'm in this class and I'm realizing, you know, I'm in this class. Like, I can't separate myself from these people. Yeah. I'm one of these people. I'm here. And it was about four black people in there. And one was a young dude. And I don't know how to feel about this, though. Like, I felt really bad for him. And toward the end, I started to get a little bit more upset with him. But he was in there on a DWI. I think he said he blew a .01, which is like nothing. But he told the police officer he had smoked a blunt. So that got him his DWI. But
see what I'm saying? Honesty is not always the best policy. It's not.
Yeah, so had I not done the breathalyzer, I probably would have saved myself $9,000. Because they would, you know, they would have had, in order to find out my blood alcohol concentration, they would have had to draw blood, which is expensive. So they may or may not have tried to get a warrant to draw blood. They would have just given me the DWI, you know, either because I failed the field sobriety test or whatever, you know. And I would have had a regular DWI. I would have saved myself $9,000. But I didn't know the law.
You know what you can do with $9,000?
$9,000. I can do a lot with $9,000. You see this rinky dink? You understand the studio we had with 9 G's?
God damn.
But yeah, but this kid, like, he was constantly on his phone. I couldn't tell if something was mentally wrong with him or if he was just, like, an asshole. Like, I just really couldn't tell. Now, class was laughing at him. And this is, like, what I was talking about with the whole white people calling things ghetto. Like, I'm looking at this kid like, you fucking idiot. Like, just pay attention. Like, just get this shit over with. Like, act like you care.
Yeah.
But the moment they start getting upset with him and laughing at him, like, and then I become on his side. Like, leave the motherfucker alone. Like, you know, mm-hmm. you know, who are you to be laughing at this kid? Whatever.
See, that's how I feel. It's like, I could call my brother crazy.
Yeah.
You can call my brother crazy. You know what I mean? That's for me to do.
But dude was... Dude, have you ever met someone so stupid and scared? Like he was serial killer stupid. Like, and he was so... He was so stupid. Like I feared for my life. Like, I thought he'd be one of them people. Like, he was one of those, it puts the lotion on its skin, like, stupid. Like, that's the vibe I was getting from him. Like, the last day we in class, I'm bringing my snacks. I got my popcorn and stuff. And he's sitting directly in front of me. And he turns around and he's like, you got some popcorn?
As he's looking at your popcorn, he's like,
you got some popcorn. And this is, like, during class. Like, not like we had a break. Like, shit is going on in front of him. He just decided at this moment, I want to turn around and see what this guy behind me is doing. And he's like, you got some popcorn? And I was like, I brought a snack. And then he just turned around, staring at me for, like...
Did you offer him some popcorn?
The bag was empty at that point. I had some popcorn. I no longer had the popcorn.
Had no popcorn to get.
And at that moment, I'm just like, this nigga's gonna kill me. Like, I need to make sure that my ride is outside when this class gets out.
Time to go.
Because I'm not trying to stand outside in the dark with this dude. Like, he was that... Yeah, I've never been around somebody so stupid and scary. Like, I really thought, like, he might not know the value of human life or something. Like, he might be strangling kittens at home.
Damn.
And my popcorn might have been... Popcorn might have been his trigger words. Like, he saw popcorn, he's like... This nigga gotta die. I'm gonna do it tonight.
Not the segue. I hate when people, like, make nonsense or, like, dumbass, like, shit like that. Like, you have a bag of popcorn and they say, oh, are you eating popcorn? It's fucking right there.
Right there.
You know I'm eating popcorn. You know, you get hit by a car. Are you hurt? Yeah, I'm fucking hurt. I got hit by a car. Like, stuff like that just bothers me. I don't know why. It gets on my last nerve.
Nah, I feel you on that.
Point out the obvious.
Yeah. But the way he did it, and at the time, it was just, it was frightening. I was getting ready to call Tammy. I just want to be on the phone with somebody constantly, so that some shit happens.
When it goes down,
because this dude was so, he had been like 6-something. Like, he was big and dumb. Like, that's even scarier when you like big and dumb. But, like, scary. Like, he's just staring at me in the bag of popcorn.
I met this big, stupid dude before. This dude was, like, 6'8". Had to be, like, 280, 290. Walking down the block. And I knew him from the neighborhood. And I'm like, yo. Because my phone died. I'm like, hey, what time is it real quick? Because I was trying to catch the train. He's going to look at his watch. Pause. And then say, I don't know. If you can't read an analog watch, you don't need to be wearing an analog watch. God damn, I'm like, let me see your wrist. Pull his wrist over and look at it. It's 2:30.
But you know what?
Can you tell 2:30?
I'll admit to this. Like, cause I used to be big into watches. There were plenty of times in public where I would do one of these and look at my watch and not be reading the time. I'd just be like looking at my watch to look at my watch at that moment. Like, oh, this is a dope ass fucking watch. And then somebody walk up to me like, what time is it? And I would have to either do it again or pull up my phone. I don't even think, like, you just fucking looked at your watch. Like, see, how do you not know?
I purposely asked him, and he purposely looked at his watch to tell me the time. I couldn't read the damn time.
Yeah.
That's different. But I get what you're saying, because I do it all the time. Like, I just looked at my watch. I don't know what time it is. I'm just looking at the watch. It's an Apple Watch. It's nice. The case match my, the wristband match my thing. So I like looking at it. But 2 seconds later, I don't remember what time it is.
Nah.
I don't know.
I've done that too many times. So.
But at least I can read it.
Yeah, if you had to.
I know what it says.
You could read.
Renee gets mad sometimes. Like when I wear my like she bought me a nice dope Nixon. Like when I wear my Nixon, like any of my other analog watches, somebody asks me what time it is, or I want to know what time it is. I do it really quick. I'm just like, okay, and then I'm like, oh, it's whatever until the time. She's like, how do you even know what time it is? You just looked at it for like a split second, but like. You take a photographic, like, you take a photograph in your head, like, you know where the hands are. So, boom, one was up, one was to the right. Cool, that means 2:30. I do weird math, too.
That's some next level type shit.
I mean, that's weird. I do weird math, too, so I don't know.
I don't know if I take, like, snapshots and then figure it out later. Like, yeah. Snapshot. Process.
Still processing, man. Well, I mean, it's not taking like a year for me to process. The process is a certain amount of time, but I'm not like, oh, it's 2:30. I'm like, 2:30.
But yeah, man. Like, this, I'm weird. It's DW class, DWI class. There's even deeper stuff that I want to get into, but I know we're like an hour in. But I do want to have this whole conversation about definition and the differences between men and women. Why?
So we're gonna go back different. To we're going back to the men, women, and female. And
female thing, yeah. Yeah. We're gonna go back to that. So I'm just laying the groundwork so people will pay attention.
We need to go back to that. To we had that whole conversation off the God podcast.
Yeah.
We spoke about it briefly on the show. Okay. But we had a huge conversation about it like on the side. And we should have recorded that. That was good. We
got
going back and forth for like half an hour.
I got some more information. I got some actual numbers and things like that. I've thought about it some more. I think I can really dig into it this next time. And I want to use some of my stuff I learned in DWI class.
Dude, I'm with it.
DWI class. Man, what else happened in that class? The teacher was crazy. He was special.
So the teacher was special. The big black dude in the front was special. Special. Glad class is over.
Yeah, it's over. It's over. And then I just did the Mothers Against Drunk Driving Victim Impact Panel. I just did that Wednesday.
So you had to sit there and listen to their stories.
So the one I went
to. This is how you ruined my life.
Yeah, the one I went to didn't actually have a mother there. It was. The guy who was doing it was an ex-police officer, and he was the police officer that responded. They had a really bad drunk driving accident a couple of years back, where this girl like got burned over 80% of her body, and I had to watch her video where she talked, and then the guy who hit her, who was in jail, talked. But this was one of the police officers that came to the scene, and he was just describing what he saw. And, you know, her body burning, and the other two or three people in the car that died, and yeah, it was definitely impactful. It definitely, like I said, $16,000-$17,000, whatever other punishments I ended up having to face because of this, is nothing compared to what could have happened. Yeah. You know, I gotta consider myself blessed that, you know, I didn't hurt myself, or even worse, somebody else. I didn't damage any property. I spent a couple hours in jail. I'm spending some time, you know, taking these classes and things like that. But, you know, it could have been way worse. So,
damn, we've been talking shit for an hour and 10 minutes.
Hour and 10 minutes.
Shout out to everybody who tuned in. Thank you for watching us talk shit for an hour and 10 minutes. We promise we'll be a lot more entertaining for you guys next time.
Shit, when I talk shit, it's entertaining. I feel like
I'm entertained.
I feel like somebody got their money's worth.
Shit, I'm talking shit with my best friend, my brother.
That's right.
Got some squirt. Shout out to Squirt.
Once again, fuck the Cowboys.
I'm going to drink it anyway because I'm thirsty. But don't taste good.
It's good shit. Don't let it reach for you. You know, I don't know the word. There's another brand of grapefruit soda that's really good. They sell it at Torchy's. Jacinto or something like that.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That one is good. That's the Spanish one.
Yeah, that one is dope. I like that one.
I used to get them on my burritos in New York from the taco truck. Sheraton, and she know about the taco truck. But yeah, that taco truck used to be good.
All right. So I guess we can probably, man, I don't know if you want to keep the live thing going. We can cut the podcast so that We don't make people listen to.
Yeah, definitely cut the show.
Several hours.
I gotta listen to this in the car. I'm being along. I didn't even set the presets in the car yet. I don't even have the stuff that's in there. I don't know what the hell it does. So
that's right. I keep forgetting you got the new web. All right, but we'll go ahead and end this episode of What Is TWS Podcast.
Yes, Tammy, it's Jarritos.
Jarritos.
Thank you.
There we
it's
go.
Jarritos. All right.
Good for something. But I'm sorry. I say these things because they're entertaining, but not because I'm not trying to hurt your feelings.
He don't mean it.
You know I love you, babe. But damn it. Yeah, as always, ttcharities.org. I think I posted something earlier this week. They have another drive going on now. So definitely check out the website. Donate if you can. If nothing, go through, check out their programs, get educated, think about some of the things that are going on in our community that we can help out with. I want people to remember that Flint, Michigan is still going on. The water's still fucked up over there. We need to do what we can.
Crazy.
Yeah, we need to do what we can to take care of our own. So ttcharities.org, definitely doing big things to help out. Please check it out. TWS Multimedia.
I was about to say, definitely shout out to TWS Multimedia for putting the show together.
Yeah.
Giving us a platform. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, big things coming out of there as well. I know they're trying to branch out, do several different projects. So keep your eye out for TWS Multimedia.
Definitely. I forgot my business card, so I can give you one so you can see how it's painted.
You got the squares, right?
Yeah, I got the square ones. I had to get that special case for it and everything. But
okay, they sell a different one for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the same Defana one that you got.
But it's for square. Gotcha. Yeah, I need to re-up. Moo, I guess we can shout them out too.
Moo.com. Those cards definitely came out pretty freaking dope.
Pretty nice.
I gotta say, I'm excited.
Did you get the premium ones with like the... It's like a color in the middle, like a color on top. You didn't do that.
Yeah, no.
How expensive was though? I didn't even look.
Yeah, The price jumped up.
They sent me a sample, but I didn't.
I might get those down the line sometime, but they were pretty dope. I got the regular stock. I was gonna get the organic cotton, or the organic cards, but I was like, nah.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, so moo.com. We take sponsorship. Highlight us. That's all I got. What you got, Rich?
And if y'all go to Moo, let me know. I got some coupons for y'all. But yeah, nothing pretty much. It's gearing up for the holidays. I went to stopped off at Specs only because I was getting some Christmas gifts. And probably should have stocked up for the house.
Did they have the samples out tonight?
No samples. But I went to the one in the new area, in the new neighborhood. And it was just laid out all types of weird. So I was just like in and out real quick. But yeah, shout out to Specs. They have everything. He did say they were going to be open tomorrow, so I might stop by there tomorrow. They're right by the gas station on the way home, so that works. I need to fill up the tank anyway. I'm at half a tank right now. I don't want to know what it looks like to fill up from E. So
on the rogue.
I'm a just throw this little card on it right now. Just fill it up.
All right. Well, that's it for this episode. Stay tuned. Plenty more to come. All right, peace.
Peace.